Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Amazon has updated its 8-inch Fire HD tablet with new specs. The processor goes from 1.3 gigahertz to 2.0 gigahertz, RAM up from 1.5 gigabytes to 2 gigabytes, storage doubles to either 32 or 64 gigabytes, and the port is now USB-C. The display stays at 1280 by 800, and battery life is still estimated at 12 hours. The price also rose from $80 to $90, though you can now buy two for $160. A kid's edition includes a kid-proof case, 2-year replacement program, and a free year of parental controls for $140. And there's also a new Fire HD 8 Plus. That one has 3 gigabytes of RAM and wireless charging for $110. You can get that one bundled with a wireless charging dock for $140. You can order all the Fire HD 8 tablets now, shipping June 3rd. Epic announced its Unreal Engine 5 with a demo running on the current state of the PlayStation 5 pre-release hardware, showing off the Unreal Engine 5 level of detail and photorealistic lighting. Unreal Engine's full launch will happen in late 2021 with support for current and next generation consoles, PC, Mac, iOS, and Android. Epic also announced it will now let developers keep all the royalties on the first $1 million in sales generated by games made with the Unreal Engine. After that, it will start taking its 5% charge. The change is retroactive to January 1st. Epic also released its free Epic Online Services Platform SDK, which lets developers add multi-platform management, like is used in Fortnite. Sony announced during its earnings that PlayStation 5 is still on track for release in time for the holiday 2020 shopping season. The company also does not see any major problems in game development for the platform. Sony reported a quarterly drop in operating profit of 57%, due mostly to a drop in consumer electronics and gaming spending. The drop was less than it could have been, as gaming sales did pick up in the final month of the quarter as people increased gaming spending because of lockdowns. Spatial is making its virtual meeting room technology available for free and on more platforms. Spatial was previously available for headsets like the Microsoft HoloLens and Magic Leap, but will now be available on iPhone, Android, and the Oculus Quest, as well as the web. Spatial creates a 3D avatar that lets users in virtual reality and augmented reality devices move around a virtual meeting room and interact with objects. Web and phone users will be able to see and hear what's happening, but not move around and grab objects. Dell announced new XPS 15 and XPS 17 laptops. Both models now have 1610 display ratios and USB-C ports. The XPS 15 has the new 10th gen Intel processors available and makes models with GeForce GTX 1650 Ti Max-Q graphics available. It also has a 15.6-inch display with up to 3840 by 2400 resolution. It has 2 Thunderbolt and 1 USB-C 3.1 port, plus a full-size SD card reader. Shipping today, starting at $1,300. As for the XPS 17, Dell claims that its 17-inch screen is smaller than half of all 15-inch laptops because of the thin bezel. It also comes with either the NVIDIA GTX 1650 Ti Max-Q or RTX 2060. It has four Thunderbolt ports and a full-size SD card reader, as well as vapor chambers for chip cooling. The XPS 17 will be available this summer, starting at $1,500. Dell also announced new Alienware Area 51M, M17, and M15 gaming laptops with Intel 10th Gen processors inside. The Area 51M R2 has options for Intel's desktop processors, including the top-line Core i9-10900K chip. That's the one with the 3.7 GHz base speed that can boost up to 5.3 GHz. GPU options include the RTX 2080 Super and AMD Radeon RX 5700M. Like the first Area 51M, you can use the Dell graphics form factor to upgrade your laptop's GPU later, though the R2 modules don't work on the R1. There are also faster RAM options and various NVMe and SSD storage options, as well as a display with 300 Hz refresh rate, 3 millisecond response time, and 500 nits of brightness at 4K. The Area 51M R2 is available June 8th, starting at $3,050, and the other 10th Gen Intel models, the Alienware M15 R3, starts at $1,500, and the M17 R3 at $1,550, coming May 21st. Alphabet's Loon has signed a deal with Vodacom to deliver balloon-based internet to Mozambique. This is Loon's second commercial deal. The first is in neighboring Kenya, meaning the balloons could be shared across both markets. Loon will begin installing ground relay infrastructure in the Mozambique provinces of Cabo Delgado and Niassa and begin flying balloons to train algorithms for stable positions over Mozambique, as well as switching to Kenyan service and back as they float between the countries. Facebook has agreed in San Mateo Superior Court in the United States to pay a total of $52 million to current and former content moderators to compensate them for mental health issues related to their moderation duties. Each of 11,250 moderators will receive a minimum of $1,000, and about half may be eligible for additional compensation of $1,500 to $6,000, depending on the diagnosis. Certain qualifying diagnoses could even potentially receive up to $50,000 in damages. However, those amounts may be reduced depending on the number of members of the class who apply. Facebook also agreed to changes in its moderation tools and mental health care offerings. Members of the class may now comment on the agreement before it receives final approval by a judge before the end of the year. Smart home platform Wink has delayed making users of its smart home platform paying $4.99 a month for the cloud service they previously got with the purchase of Wink devices. Last week, Wink announced app access and routines would stop working May 13th without a paid subscription. The new date is May 20th. AWS made its second-generation Graviton processors generally available to customers. The Amazon-designed ARM chips are used in the AWS EC2 M6G instances and promise a 40% improvement on cost-performance ratio over x86. AWS says that applications based on interpreted languages, Java, Node.js, Python, Go, should be able to run unmodified on M6G instances. Telemedicine provider Zodoc will use cloud communication platform Twilio's video technology for a new video consultation service. Twilio lets companies add phone, text, and video to its software. Twilio has seen an 850% increase in peak concurrent participants on its video product. Finally, Nikkei Asian Reviews sources say Apple has asked China's Luxshare, which assembles AirPods, to invest in Taiwan-based catcher technology, which makes cases for iPhones and MacBooks. A deal would give Luxshare the capability to do some of the same work for Apple that Foxconn does. Foxconn makes more than 50% of Apple's iPhones, and a new competitor would diversify Apple's supply chain. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.